Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and you know, a big part of my career has always been, and my upbringing, is family business. Something like 87% of all businesses in the United States are either family-owned or family-controlled. And our next guest has had a long history with a family business, and probably one that we've seen in every grocery store aisle we've walked down. And that's Scott Sanders, formerly of Bosco Products. Bosco, the chocolate sauce, correct?
That's right.
Right. So tell us a little bit about the history of Bosco.
Yeah, pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you.
You know, Bosco is an old brand. It was started in 1928 by a doctor in Camden, New Jersey, wonderful Camden, New Jersey, to help people drink milk, which it did because it's delicious. And, went through a series
of... That's when milk was still delicious.
Yeah.
Now it has no taste.
No. But and adding, you know, chocolate is a way to make it even more delicious.
Delicious.
That's the only way my daughter wants to drink it these days, who's 4 years old, but that's a whole other story.
Yes.
Bosco went through a series of owners, and my family comes into this in that we were syrup manufacturers starting 3 years prior to Bosco's founding, 1925. My great-grandfather started a sister company that manufactures syrups. Last owner of Bosco contracted my family to start producing it for them because the brand had gotten small and they didn't want to make it anymore. And after a few years of that, they didn't want to own the brand anymore either. That was 1985. We took over the brand, and we've been producing it and owning it ever since. I worked in the business in one way or another for most of my life, starting with, probably stuffing envelopes when I was, third grade, second grade, something like that. Folding boxes when I got a little bit older, maybe 10, and I doubt that labor laws would allow that today. Being involved in, through my teenage years in the office and whatnot, for the past decade or so, I actually ran the Bosco brand and took a step aside about a year and a half ago. When we took over the brand, distribution had dwindled dramatically. And
it's a tough category.
It is. It's a category where, sales have dropped off over the years, partly because you can buy pre-mixed chocolate milk today. On that side. On the ice cream side, there's so many products that have the toppings mixed in already. So it was tough for us with the brand, to grow sales. And not just for us, but for others in the chocolate syrup category as well. And, part of what I worked on was innovating with flavors that you can't necessarily get pre-mixed. Doing consumer research to see what do people want, researching to see what's cool and trendy, and developing new flavors that we could attach to the Bosco brand. And that worked really well for us. So, we grew from, 10, 15 years ago, having only maybe a couple of major accounts, back to national distribution when I took a step aside from the business, all the way up to Walmart. And that's something I'm really proud of. So, it's not exactly a from scratch entrepreneurial story, but it's certainly felt entrepreneurial for me.
No, but Bosco has a unique position in the marketplace, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I know it sits on the shelf aisle. It sits beside the Hershey bottle.
Yeah. And, Hershey is the category leader, but they're not the best.
Right.
In my view.
I don't think it's the best either.
I'm glad
And their chocolate's not the best.
I'm glad you agree with me.
It's a mass market chocolate.
It is.
In every way. It's a lot of sugar, a lot of corn syrup.
Yeah. And, the Bosco brand uses natural cocoa. The competitors all use Dutch processed or alkali processed cocoa. And that's, I think, a key difference. The Bosco brand, we actually reformulated it to remove preservatives and artificial flavors and colors to make it more appealing to moms who want to use this with their kids. Because, as I mentioned before, my daughter loves it. Other kids love it. And we wanted to make it appealing to that group. And that's a formula that worked well.
Interesting. But you're no longer in the business, correct?
No. I took a step aside in 2016 because I was busy is the short story, slightly longer. I had worked on Bosco over the past 10 or so years as my night job, working on that nights and weekends, rebuilding this brand while doing other work. And my other work got a little bit too time-consuming, and I took a step aside. My dad is still running the brand. My brother's involved with the sister business, so it's still a family affair.
What's the sister business?
The company's called Seabreeze, and that's where kind of the manufacturing assets sit. mostly, you know, packs for other people and makes food service products like juice and soda and other beverage concentrates.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Done a lot of work in the juice industry, too. It's a, that's a, yeah. They're tough businesses to be in.
Yes. Yeah, no, it requires a lot of work and a lot of schlepping and a lot of just being out there.
Is selling online, too?
The Bosco brand is. The
can I buy it on Amazon?
You can, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe you can buy direct on the company's website, which is boscoworld.com. Now, even though I don't work there, I'm happy to promote the wares. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it in a variety of other places. I haven't kept up with all the online stores, but certainly, yeah.
But now you're with, and I guess it's your business, Revenue Architects.
Yeah.
And can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure, sure. So, you know, I took what I'd learned at Bosco and some of the other work I'd done in the food and consumer packaged goods industry and joined a group called Revenue Architects. It's kind of a collective of people like me who are sales and marketing focused, a little bit numbers focused, a little bit nerdy like I am, which you probably didn't get a taste of that, but I am a bit nerdy. I serve, you know, food and consumer packaged goods companies, and I have some colleagues who serve other industries. But taking exactly the things that I learned in building up the Bosco brand and in other roles I've had in the industry and helping other brands, mostly emerging brands, do that in a way that you don't have to go to one of the giant consulting firms or hire a full-time person. You can have a piece of me, essentially. We help folks think about their strategy, systems, programs to deliver predictable, sustainable revenue.
Oh, very interesting. So you work mostly with small, independently owned businesses like yourself?
Primarily. Not all independently owned, but, you know, I'd say on the smaller side. Have some independently owned brands that I've worked with, some that are backed by venture capital or private equity. But generally, you know, I'd say on the smaller side and on their way up or aspiring to be on their way up. And that's exactly what my work is meant to help people do, you know, grow and get to that next level.
And how's that going, the business?
It's going well. I've been with Revenue Architects for a little over a year, and you know, I've grown a nice client base. I've worked with products from pickles to topical analgesics, so something that we don't recommend that you eat.
I don't exactly eat that. Food. I don't consume it, yeah, topical analgesics.
They recommend that you do
Chris
not.
Chris does, though.
Yeah, and Chris, if you want to do that, sure, but it's not recommended.
But I used to sell pickles.
Is that so?
Clausen pickles. Nice. I introduced Clausen pickles to Canada.
Very nice, very nice. So I'd say this brand I'm working with is definitely a competitor.
That was for my family business. Like
is that
you.
So?
Right.
Yeah, and in my past, I worked on Vlasic, I'm sorry, as a client.
Vlasic's a good pickle.
It is, it is. I'd say my client's pickle is
I don't eat
much
pickles.
Nicer.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
You work them, but you don't work. You work them, but you don't eat them.
Well, the Clausen pickle is sort of like your the Hershey's sauce. It was a mass-produced pickle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I, you know, I probably consume less Bosco syrup than probably many of our consumers do, because when you have an unlimited supply of it, it becomes second nature.
You didn't bring any with you.
I didn't. I meant to pick some up.
Chris
and bring some in. I'm really sorry.
Chris would have been a big fan.
I should have mentioned the email.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, next time I'm here, I'm happy to bring some. You know, it's available in stores around, you know, Roche Brothers, Shaw's, Star Market, Walmart.
I see it everywhere
others.
I go.
Great.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's only about, I think generally around $2 on shelf, so it doesn't break the bank. But next time, I'm happy to bring you some.
I'll be glad to buy it.
Yeah.
Although I try not to eat too much of that stuff.
Me too.
Right.
Everything in moderation, is, you know, it's meant to be a treat and
right.
not to be.
I would eat more if it was sugar-free.
Yeah. There is a sugar-free version that you can buy online. It's not in many stores. I think it's in a couple of chains in the Southeast.
And what do they sweeten it with?
You know, that's a great, I believe it's a blend of three different non-nutritive sweeteners.
Right.
And I don't remember what they are because I've
always interesting for me to read the packages of these things.
Yeah, I think it's a blend of three and it still has a nice consistency. A lot of the sugar-frees are very watery.
I'll go online and look at it. I'll probably do it tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I'll definitely do that. I'm always looking for food products online shopping. I just came back from a week away and my son came to my house and he went to my house and he said, I just picked up a box in front of your house. He goes, is that whole box filled with gummies? And I was like, yeah, healthy gummies.
Just avoid the sugar-free gummies. I've heard that they have horrible side effects.
No, there's a German one I know.
Haribo?
No, not Haribo. Oh, that has sugar in it, the Haribo. I don't mind the Haribo.
They make it sugar-free, and I've heard awful stories.
No, there's a German company, Seiten, I forget, Krauss or something,
yeah,
that makes gummies with, and they sweeten it with the fruit juice.
Okay.
And it's not less calories.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, there's no, there's none of the traditional things that you put into gummies that really are exceptionally unhealthy. The corn syrups and the things like that.
You can feel more assured that it's...
I mean,
you
know, I have a sweet tooth, so I'm worried about how much of that stuff I eat. But that's not about me. I think you're in a great category. We, you know, you and I run similar paths.
Yeah.
If someone wants to find you at Revenue Architects, how would they do that?
Oh, really simple. Our website is revenuearchitects.com, plural at the end, revenuearchitects.com. And I love talking with emerging brands and smaller brands that are looking to get to the next stage. So I'm always happy to chat and always happy to share stories about Bosco too.
Great. Thanks for being on the show today. You got to come back again.
I'm happy to.
Great. Thanks. I want to remind everyone, my name is Jeffrey Davis. We're going to take a break. This is Radio Entrepreneurs.